No matter what happens here today, I'm coming back.
This is the longest you've ever been away.
Well, now we know I can do it.
Yeah, but hopefully you don't have to do it again.
I have a feeling I'll be doing this quite often.
You don't think you're going to get the story today?
It's not that. I just have a feeling.
But where are you at now?
I'm at the ranch. I climbed up a tree, so hopefully I won't get seen.
Or chased by a bear.
That happened once. Quiet. The last brother just stepped out.
You're telling me to be quiet? But only you can hear me. And you've been talking the whole time while the three brothers are underneath you.
They're not beneath me. They're on the other side of the barn.
Well, how can you see them?
It's a tall tree.
About time you guys did some work around here.
Speak for yourself, motherfucker.
Excuse me, Mr. Fancy Pants.
We're doing just fine without you, Jackson. We have this under control.
You need to hire me as a manager here. That way I can tell the people what to do.
I think I know what I'm doing.
What do you know, Earl? You have nothing. No degrees. No life experience. You wouldn't even have a barn if it wasn't for me.
Before I share what I do know, I want to talk to you about what I don't know. What does your college degree mean?
It means that I have a higher education. I have an expertise in a certain field.
What is it worth today? Is it your future? Is your future clear?
What do you mean?
Are you a better man because you have a degree?
Yes. This is unbelievable that you even ask that.
You need to be less impressed with your degree and become more involved. When was the last time you helped someone with what you know? When was the last time you donated money? You always show off your possessions, your degree, your life. Now, it is time to talk about what I know. Life is not easy. Don't try to make it that way. Life is not fair. It never was, it never will be. You are not a victim. You never were, and never will be. Oh, and unbelievable is the stupidest word. It should never have come out of your mouth. It gives others and yourself more credit. It might be amazing. You just witnessed it or did it. Believe it, it happened. Your family and friends lie to you all the time. You lie to yourself. Is that unbelievable? No, it happened. Believe it. It happens every day. We are people. We are family. You can't live your life with happiness. You win, you're happy. You lose, you're not. You can't live like that. Joy, though, is not a choice. Joy is the feeling we have by doing what we enjoy, no matter what the outcome is. I have joy every day. Can you say the same thing? Or does your day have to end a certain way? Or do you have to get a win with money? Admit it. Money is king to you. Without money, you have nothing.
Money is success.
Success is not money. Success is having a life, having friends, having a family, having love, having good health. Success is everything money can't buy. You leave too many crumbs.
Crumbs?
Yes, crumbs. Life decisions that you've made that's always looking over your shoulder. Because you're scared of them.
Like what?
How about leaving your family?
I didn't leave my family.
You left me, didn't you?
You were different.
How was I different?
I hated you.
I didn't do anything wrong to you.
You know what you did.
What? Be born? Is that your problem?
You took Mom away from us.
All I ever did was exist. Now I need to live, just like when you left Dad. He just wanted you to live.
I never left Dad.
You know you did.
Shut up! You're just a young punk kid who knows nothing.
Enlighten me then, Mr. College Degree Jackson.
You are not worth it.
Leave. It's what you're good at anyways.
Come on, let's go inside. Looks like it's going to rain.
You okay, Earl?
I'm fine. Felt good to get that off my chest.
You are lucky he didn't add something to your chest. It took guts to say what you said.
Just saying what was on my mind.
Come on, let's go. Those clouds are coming in quick.
What about Jackson?
Maybe the rain will help cool him off.
I doubt that.
Do you think he'll ever come back?
He has to. His truck is here.
Yeah.
Why is getting to know someone an awkward procedure?
Because we make it so.
What do you mean?
People are always afraid of something new. They don't like change. People don't like to release control of what they thought they were in control of.
Jackson never had control of me.
He just realized that.
Okay. Now can I get down? Man, this tree is slippery. Okay, just a couple more feet and I'm back on the ground. There, that wasn't that bad. Oh boy, it's Jackson coming back. Where do I go? Under the truck I go. At least the rain stopped.
That was a quick storm.
Do you think Jackson is okay?
Hey, there's a note on Jackson's truck.
What does it say?
It says, Earl,
I'm sorry. I don't belong here. I can't do this. I want to believe that it's not your fault, but I can't. What you said got to me. You're right. Dad would be proud of you. Grandpa made you a good man. Better man than me. My parting gift to you is this truck. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. I hope one day I can come to my senses. But today... today is not that day.
I guess some things never change.
What's going to happen to Jackson?
Great brothers are hard to find. Harder to leave, but impossible to forget. Jackson will be fine.
Does he have anyone that he can talk to?
Right now, the only friend Jackson has is guilt.
I didn't want it to end this way.
We don't get to decide how the story ends. You get used to someone, start to like them even, and they leave. In the end, everyone leaves.
But sometimes, they can go back to where they were happy.
Jackson was never happy with people.
I wasn't talking about Jackson.
Well, come on. Let's go take those horses for a ride.
What if we see Jackson?
We wave politely and keep riding. If he's ready, he'll come back.
Do you think he will?
That is not my question to answer.
Well... that is an interesting story development.
I think it wraps things up here.
Still lots of loose ends.
If they're not there, it's kind of hard to ask any more questions, though.
I think we talk more to someone else.
Like who?
I think we need to talk to the girl again.
Can you get there quickly?
Yeah, it's not that far from here.
You think they'll see you?
Shouldn't. They went the other way.
What are you going to do with all this information that you gathered?
We're going to put it all together best we can.
How can we put it all together?
We've gathered a lot of information.
I know that, but it's small bits here and there.
I have a plan when I get back to help fill in some of the missing areas.
You said that before you came here. And all you did was make more holes.
But the story is building. We needed the brothers.
For what?
For Travis.
You close?
Yeah, just pulling in now.
Kelly, can you see who that is?
Mom!
Hi, Kelly. I was wondering...
I heard that you were looking for me.